In 1979, Brother Hal was appointed as a missionary to the country of El Salvador, where he went and started the work there. And I'm glad to tell you that today there are more than 170,000 people in the church in El Salvador. Praise God. To God, God be the glory. He also spent a lot of time in Honduras as well. And I can't tell you how privileged I feel and how privileged we are to have Brother Bruce Howell with us today. Why don't you welcome him as he comes to preach the word to us?
We love you, brother. Thank you so much.
Praise God. I don't know why today, but maybe it's because seeing Brother and Sister Downs, I'm missing my wife terribly. And she was such a part of my life for 46 years, and I thank God for that. I don't know why on this trip I've just been a little melancholic about my wife. I mean, it's not easy to lose your spouse, and I thank God for the 46 wonderful years that I had with her. And today, as I was thinking, as we were singing the songs, I began to think about churches that we've started, we saw in El Salvador and then around the world, and the way that God has changed our lives. I don't come here today to preach a message to impress you. I don't come today for you to say, and my, what an intelligent man he is. I sincerely come here today to tell you, if you need the Lord Jesus Christ, he can make a change in your life. He can give you a life that is so beautiful. He has given me such a great life. And while I am sad because I do miss my wife, I'm joyful because God has been good to me. He's filled me with the Holy Ghost. I thank God for my family. I thank God for my health today. I thank God that I'm able to worship God. And you know what? I'm thankful to know each and every one of you and to be able to see your faces. It's a great honor to be with you. I honor Bishop and Sister Downs. God bless you. I honor Pastor Downs and his wife, Melanie. God bless you. Sister Shaw, it's such a great privilege to be with her. She's our World Network of Prayer Coordinator in North America. We love her and appreciate Sister Gina and then others. I may be missing someone, but it's great to see all of you. Can you say praise God? Now, I think we ought to smile. I don't want to be sad. Hallelujah. I want to rejoice in him. And let me just simply say to those, hallelujah, that are from, hallelujah, Africa, Buona Asifiwe. Those from Latin America, Gloria a Dios. Those from that speak French, Beni Soit l'Eternel. Those from Indonesia, Puji Tuhan. Hallelujah. Those from Germany, Preis dem Herrn. Those from that speak English, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Those from Russia, Slava Bogu. Hallelujah. Can you say praise God? Those that speak Portuguese, Dios te abençoe. Hallelujah. Amodimo abakwe. Hallelujah. Puring on Dios. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't you love the Lord? Don't you love the Lord? Hallelujah. Yo entiendo que tal vez aquí en esta mañana hay algunas personas que pueden hablar español. Si usted entiende lo que estoy diciendo, levante la mano. Levante la mano, que el Señor le bendiga. Yo no sé qué va a hacer el resto de esa gente cuando van a los cielos, porque nosotros entendemos que los ángeles hablan castellano. Hallelujah. I said, I don't know what the rest of you are going to do when you get to heaven, because we say that the angels speak Spanish. Hallelujah. So God bless you. We'll just have to teach you how to speak Spanish. Hallelujah. Well, I love God and God is good. Can you say praise the Lord? Hospitality has been so amazing. It's an honor to be here. Tomorrow I go to Perth. I've never been to Perth before. Brother Leroy Sherry baptized me. And if I'm not mistaken, he was the first missionary in Perth. And I get to go see that tomorrow. I preached his funeral and his wife's not too long ago. But I want to come to Australia and see that. It's great to be down under. Hallelujah. It's great to know each and every one of you. You may be seated for just a moment. I want to bring you greetings from your brothers and sisters around the world. I'm glad to tell you that there are 210 nations in the world, according to the source that we use, and that is the Population Reference Bureau. And I'm glad to report to you that we have churches established in 199 of those, and we're establishing 5 more right now as I'm here today. And I thank God for that. You're not by yourself. You're part of a worldwide church. Glad to report there. And by the way, I thank God for these praise singers. That guy plays the piano with all of his heart. Hallelujah. He does a great job. And I don't know where the young lady that was leading, where is she? In the red dress, the red and the black, did she step out? I don't know where she is, but she had such a beautiful smile on the whole time she was worshiping God. And all of them. But it's just beautiful to see that. And if you're here today and need healing in your body, our healer is here. And his name is Jesus. If you've come today and you need salvation, God is here to save you. He is not trying to keep you out of the church, but he's trying to get you in the church. And I want you to know God is here to touch you. Baptisms, we have 2 so far, but you know what? If you're not baptized in Jesus' name, you can repent of your sins, ask God to forgive you, and you can be baptized in the name of Jesus. God can fill you with the Holy Ghost today, and the initial sign of being filled with the Spirit is speaking in other tongues. Hallelujah. And today is the day of salvation. Recently, in a country I can't tell you where, hallelujah, on the Black Sea, we baptized 11 people in the name of Jesus. I'm glad to report to you from South Sudan, in a place called Lodbeck, UPC, South Sudan. 2 filled and 1 baptized. In another place, 1 filled. In another place, I can't say the names, folks, 1 filled. In another place, another filled. In Alualgar, 2 filled. And then in another place called Mayok Kyol in South Sudan, 8 filled and 6 baptized. In the last 4 months in Alek, South Sudan, 163 souls were filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I can go on. This is just one report of one country. 7 baptized, 12 filled. Another place, 1 filled. Another 18 baptized, 7 filled. Another 6 filled. Another 2 filled with the Holy Ghost. Another in another place, 60 baptized and 2 filled. In another place, 1 filled. This is all just from South Sudan and Africa. God is pouring out of his Spirit. I'm glad to report that in the country of Georgia, 13 baptized in the name of Jesus across the nation of Georgia. From Madagascar, glad to report that in their conference, 25,000 people in attendance and 3,031 filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. In the country, Luxembourg Forest area of Belgium, they have their first family camp with 104 people registered. Can you say amen? In the Netherlands, 11 people received the Holy Ghost and 4 baptized. In Botswana, glad to report, 68 baptized and 98 with the Holy Ghost. In Zimbabwe, 169 baptized, 102 received the Holy Ghost. In Mexico City alone, we have 200 churches in that city. And I'm glad to report that I was in their national convention a few weeks ago. There were 12,500 in attendance, and 2,206 were filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Folks, that makes me want to dance. That makes me want to shout. That's what God is doing. From the country of Dominican Republic, 59 filled with the Holy Ghost, and there were 89 people baptized in Jesus' name. In Martinique, in the island of Martinique, there were, here's a picture of, I think, 7 baptized in the name of Jesus. In the country of Holland, Dordrecht, 24 filled with the Holy Ghost. Can you say praise God? In Amman, Jordan, 7 received the Holy Ghost. In another occasion, 21 with the Holy Ghost in Athens, Greece. And I bring you greetings from Athens, Greece. I was just there. Praise God. Glad to report that in Scotland, 17 people were filled with the Holy Ghost. In Casablanca in Morocco, brand new church, 35 in attendance. In the Philippines, 1,837 filled with the Holy Ghost. In the kingdom of in Tonga, the kingdom of Tonga, 18 baptized and 20 filled with the Holy Ghost. In Brazil, 12,000 filled with the Holy Ghost. In Pakistan, there were 126 people filled with the Holy Ghost, and I could just keep on going on. Aren't you thankful for what God is doing? We serve a miracle-working God. I said we serve a miracle-working God. If you would please stand up with me and open your Bibles, and we are going to read in the Word of God, and I'm going to preach for just a few moments this morning. Would you help me preach? If I say something you like, say, preach it. If I say something you don't like, just say, my Lord. Hallelujah. If you would just help me preach today, may God richly bless you. Hallelujah. In the next couple of weeks, I go to Barcelona, Madrid, and Barcelona, Spain. Would you like to send greetings there? Yeah. Would you like to do that? I'm going to go see my daughter and son-in-law who live in Barcelona and my grandson. Hallelujah. And I'm going to have a great time. And then from then, I will go to the country of South Africa. You want to send greetings to South Africa? And then I'm going to go to heaven, maybe. I mean, I hope. Hallelujah. You want to send greetings to heaven? No! Don't send greetings. I want you to go with me. Hallelujah. I want you to go with me. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. May God richly bless you. Hallelujah. Once again, I say, God is here to touch you today. I didn't come to entertain. I didn't come to make you think well of me. I came to just tell you about Jesus. There's that worship leader that smiles so good. What is your name? Brooke? Brooke, you have a beautiful smile. Hallelujah. God bless you. I love the way you smile when you're worshiping. Isn't this praise team great? Hallelujah. Aren't you glad to be in Australia? Well, I am. Hallelujah. I can't think of a better place to be. Hallelujah. God bless you. Luke chapter 17, and it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. Everybody say, they stood afar off. They didn't think that they could possibly get close. They felt like they were outcasts. If there's somebody here today and you feel like that you can't get close to God, I've come to tell you that's not true. I've come to tell you God has his arms open and he wants to touch you. And he wants to bless you. And the Bible says, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Everybody say, as they went. As they went, they were cleansed. And then the Bible says, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet and giving him thanks. He was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Have you ever noticed sometimes that really the ones that worship God the most are the ones that look like they shouldn't be doing it? Really. But you know what? We know what God has done for us. I said, we know what God has done for us. And I'm not going to allow a rock to take my place. Because the Bible says if we don't worship God, God will raise the rocks up to worship him. There's no rock taking my place. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I was encouraged with my brother down here praising God. Now, I don't know how old he is. I know how old I am. I just turned 70. Hallelujah, but I've got to try and keep up with you. Hallelujah. Because are you older than me? You're probably 70 and a half. Hallelujah. God bless you, but it's great to see. Come on, but I see some others here that haven't raised your hand one time. I see some other younger people here who ought to be the ones running the aisles and ought to be dancing. Hallelujah. Because you know what? We've got a reason to praise God. I said, we've got a reason to praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I want to preach for a few moments this morning on this thought, as they went. Would you take somebody's hand and say, as they went. God bless you, and you may be seated. I've had the privilege in the 22 years that I've served as general director to really travel all over the world. And I'm not bragging, please. But I thank God that God has allowed me to visit 183 countries at least. And a week ago, I was in Senegal. And I bring you greetings from Senegal. And the thing is that as I've traveled around, I've noticed there's a lot of history. In fact, tomorrow, I don't fly out till the evening. And I just thought this morning, and if there's maybe a history museum of the history of Australia, I would love to go to it. And I would like to see the history. But I love Greece, and I was in Greece not long ago. Hallelujah. I was in Greece, and I was privileged to be there. But you know, one time somebody asked Alexander the Great, who was a Greek, hallelujah, how did you conquer the entire known world at the age of 25? He was a very young man, and he accomplished a whole lot at the age of 25. And his answer was this: I did not wait. I did not wait. I did something. You know the reason that God blesses people? Because they do something. You know, there are times that maybe we do something and it may be the wrong thing, but Sister Gina, you know what? I want to do something, and I pray it will be right, but I'm not going to sit around waiting and waiting and waiting. Hallelujah. I'm not going to sit around waiting to praise God. I've got a right to praise God. Go with me today to the hospitals of the world and visit the people that would love to be here today and worshiping God, and they're not able to, but you are here. I said, you are here. And you've got a right and a privilege to praise God. Remember when I was in China one time preaching, we had to slip up into, it was really a penthouse. And we got up into that area and we had to sneak to get up into the penthouse. We had to go up in the elevator just two or three at a time. And we had to try and disguise ourselves as we got there. That is the only time anybody has ever asked me, Brother Downs, to preach for 2 hours. Hallelujah. They asked me, Sister Shaw, to preach 2 hours. Today, Brother Downs did not ask me to preach 2 hours. And I can tell by your expression, you're saying, and we're not asking you either. Hallelujah. But you know what? I remember getting up there. And I remember as we began to worship God, there were some of the people that literally put their hands on their mouth because they didn't want to make a lot of noise. Because if they were caught, they would have been placed into jail. And you know what? I thank God that today I don't have to put my hand over my mouth and not worship God. I thank God today if I want to stand up and worship, I can stand up and worship. Hallelujah. We need to take an opportunity. We need to do what we can right now. Everybody say right now. The date was the 8th of May. The year was 1908. The time was 8:02 at night. And the place was the island, the Caribbean island of Martinique. At that moment, 8:02 at night, some 30,000 people died instantly in a natural disaster. The natural cause of their death was the eruption of volcano Mount Pelee on the Caribbean island of Martinique. But really, the real cause of their death was not the volcano. The cause of their death was that they waited and they did not take heed to the warnings that they saw. For one entire week, the officials of the island had been announcing that all should leave. Landslides, smoke, and all the other things that go with a volcano. That was going on, and the ash was covering everything. Hundreds had already died in that time in the landslides of mud and rock. But the town at the foot of the volcano did not heed the warning and stayed. And when the big eruption took place, 30,000 people died. And they died because they waited. Did you know that today I come to preach to you? Have you listened to the news today? Have you seen the pictures of what's going on in the world? I've come to tell you, spiritually and prophetically speaking, I smell smoke. I said, I can feel the ground trembling. I said, I can see things that are going on. Jesus is coming soon. I said, Jesus is coming soon. You have life today, and you have an opportunity. And I come to tell you, if you have never asked God to forgive you of your sins, God is here today, and He wants to forgive you. Please do not wait. I said, please do not wait. Hallelujah. In the Latin culture where I lived, it is not appropriate for us to do this. A leader should never do it, but I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to get on my knees before you, and I'm going to beg you to come to this altar. I'm going to beg you to open your heart up and say, God, I need you. If there's something in your life that you need to deal with, if there is sin in your life, if you're living and doing things you shouldn't do, I do not come to condemn you. But I come to tell you, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to give your heart to God. Come on, would you raise your hands and worship God right now? God, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I want you to know I lived in El Salvador during a civil war. I lived in a time when 80,000 people were killed. I know what it's like to drive along the road and see heads cut off on the road. I know what it's like to receive a phone call and tell my family we had 2 weeks to get out of the country. And if we didn't, they would kill my children and they would kidnap them. I remember when they tried to kidnap my daughter. I remember when we lived through times that were not easy. But you know what? I remember times that I preached in our church, and I thank God. I thank God that I'm general director. I thank God I've been able to travel. But the greatest years of my life was when I was a missionary in El Salvador. I remember seeing people that came to God that were bound by drugs. I saw people that's lives were all messed up, and God saved them. But I remember preaching as well. I remember we went to 3 services. We were having a that time nearly 2,000 people every Sunday in the local church. And I remember preaching one day, Sister Shaw, and I'll never forget it. His name was Solomon. And I remember Solomon was sitting in the building at the 2 o'clock service. It was the most difficult service because it was so hot and we did not have air conditioning. And I remember seeing Solomon sitting on the right side of the building. And as I made the altar call that day, I began to plead. And of course there were a lot of visitors, but Solomon was there, and I began to reach out for him. He was sitting kind of where you are, young man, and I reached out to him. I didn't embarrass him. I didn't call his name, but I just simply began to say, you need to come and give your heart to God. Today is the day of salvation. I said, today is the day of salvation, and I began to reach out to him, but you know what? He did not come to the altar, and the next time I saw Solomon and his face, it was in the window of the casket. He was killed, and as far as I know, he was not saved. My heart grieves for that. I said, my heart grieves for that, but God knows I did everything I could to try and help him. God has sent me here today with this message to tell somebody, please don't wait. I said, please don't wait. Oh, yeah, I've got a lot of other messages I could preach. Some of you have seen me preaching using props and all that stuff, but God told me to preach this here today because I believe I'm reaching out to somebody that you need to make your heart right with God. I don't come to condemn you. I come to offer you a hand to help you find the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Would you raise your hands and talk to him right now? Would you pray for those that are in this meeting right now that need the Lord? God, I love you, Jesus. 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 I worship you, God. I pray for that young man right there. I pray for the lady, God, and the man. I pray for the young lady right now. God, please let them feel your love. Please let them feel your compassion. Please let them know that you're reaching out to them right now. In the name of Jesus, 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 we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. The reason that people lose so many great opportunities is because they wait. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Down. pounds, what I'd give today to be able to hug my wife, what I'd give today to hug my sweetheart. She was my sweetheart. I loved her with all of my heart, and I still do. And I'd just give anything to hug her one more time and say, sweetheart, I love you. Hallelujah. If you're sitting beside your spouse right now, or your girlfriend or boyfriend, you ought to hug them close right now. Now be careful. Don't get out of order. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do y'all know each other? Are y'all married? You are. Well, then you need to put your arm around her. Hallelujah. Come on, put your arm around her. Hug her close right now. Come on. She's a good-looking woman. Hallelujah. 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 Really sincerely. Can you say praise God? I said, can you say praise God? You know what? I'm not going to miss an opportunity. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to dance right now. 3 weeks ago, they put another stent in my heart. Hallelujah. Thought I was going to have surgery, but I didn't. You know what? I've got a reason to rejoice. Anybody else got a reason to praise God? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love you, God. I worship you, Lord. I magnify you, God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says you may be seated. They had heard of Jesus. Have you heard of Jesus? I said, have you heard of Jesus? Have you heard what Jesus can do? I'm going to get off my notes a little bit. I want that picture of that little church in the country. You know what? We need to take advantage of what God... No, the other one. It's the other one. Do the other picture first. There it is. I preach in buildings like that. That's a little mud church in El Salvador. United Pentecostal Church. And you go in there and preach at night. There's no electricity. And they put a little lantern up. And you know what? Many bugs have gone into the ministry. Because I swallowed them as I was preaching. Hallelujah. But you know what? I preached in places like that. And you know, in El Salvador, you don't say, let's worship God. Because you know what happens? If you say, let's worship God, that's what they do, and you never get the service back. You know, here we have to crank you up. Come on. Come on. Come on, worship God. Come on. Come on, come on, praise God. Clap your hands, dance a little bit. But not in El Salvador. And it was in a place like that during the war that they were in that building worshiping God. And as they worshiped God, there were terrorists that came in. It was the people that were communists trying to overthrow the government. And 13 of them walked in. The leader of the group walked in, and the pastor was in the pulpit. And they looked at the pastor, the guy did that was in charge. He said, give me the pulpit. I want to talk to your people about freedom and liberty that communism can give to them. Now, I'm not giving the pros and cons of communism or any of that stuff, but they thought it could set them free. So the pastor was in the pulpit. Well, what would you have done? He was on this end of a gun pointing at him. So he said, go ahead, take the pulpit. The guy got up into the pulpit and he began to say, may I have your attention? You know what the church was doing? They were praising God. I said they were praising him. May I have your attention? May I have your attention? And you know what the church did? They just kept on worshiping God. You know what? The devil has told some of you, quit worshiping God. The devil has told some of you, it's not worship. It's not worth living for God. But you know what you need to do? Just keep worshiping him. Just keep praising him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I had a little lady in my church named Sarita, and every time we started church, she would dance. Hallelujah. We could have the president of the country there, and she'd dance. And she was just one of those that sometimes I'd kind of say, I just wish she'd sit down. But you know what? She was dead, and God raised her from the dead. You know what? If God had raised you from the dead, you'd dance too. I said, if God has been good to you, you ought to dance too. You ought not be sitting there. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. may be seated. I've got to finish. I have to be finished in 10 minutes. Hallelujah. But you know what? They began to worship. And the guy said, I said, give me your attention. And he called the other 12 guys up and lined them up in the church. And they pointed their guns at the people. And he became angry. And he said, if you do not be quiet, we're going to kill every last one of you. And you know what the church did? I said, you know what the church did? They kept on worshiping God. I said, they kept, come on, somebody, you need to keep on worshiping God. You don't feel good? Worship God. You got a problem? Worship God. You've got a situation? And you want me to just preach 9 more minutes? This congregation is wild. Hallelujah. 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 And they just kept on worshiping. I guess some of them felt like, hallelujah, they opened their eyes and looked around, and they felt like, if we're going out of here, we might as well go out speaking in tongues. Come on. If we're going to have a problem, we might as well just worship and praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. They could have stopped. They could have stopped, and they could have said, well, we better behave, but they did not. As they went, God delivered them. As they went, as they did something. I said, as they did something, and they kept on worshiping God. The leader of the group, all of a sudden, it was like something hit him in the head. He looked at the pastor, and he said, I've never seen anything like this. He said, it looks to me like you've got all the freedom and the liberty you need around here. And he turned around and they walked out of the church. Next picture, that other picture, and there's the congregation. They just kept on worshiping God. I said, they just kept on worshiping God. They did something. They didn't sit there. Come on, somebody, you need to do something. If you've got a problem in your life, don't nurse it. Don't be a good Hispanic. You know what a good Hispanic is? Mañana. You know what mañana means? Tomorrow. We just wait till tomorrow. Don't you dare be a good Hispanic. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because today is the day of salvation. And as they went, they had heard of Jesus. I said they had heard of Jesus. And that's Jesus that I'm preaching to you. Also, the Bible says that they had a need in their life. They had a need in their life. The leprous men did. And they needed God to touch them. Do you know what it's like not to be able to hug your children? Do you know what it's like not to be able to be around your family? Do you know what it's like? That's the way they were. And they had a need, and they cried out to him for help. We don't need you to give some big theological exegesis and some big thesis you write and say, our dear Heavenly Father, we come unto thee. No, no, just say, God, I need you. Hallelujah. God, I need you. And as they went, they were healed. And as they went, the Bible says he heard them and God was interested in them. And as I come to a close, God is interested in you. I said, God knows what you have need of. I said, God knows what you have need of. Anybody got a need in your life? Anybody have a need in your life? Then I'm going to open this altar in just a few moments, and I want you to come here. Would you please put the picture up of the infant, the first picture of the little infant. This is a baby from Martinique. This baby was born with her legs on backwards, and you see it. There is a picture that was in Martinique, and I want you to know the mother did not wait. The mother did not wait to say, we need to have surgery. She began to do something, and she cried out to God, and God was interested in her. Hallelujah. I don't know what your situation is. I don't know what you are facing. And symbolically speaking, it may look like this. But I tell you what, if you'll call out to God, as the lepers, as they went, they were healed. There was no reason. Their sores had not changed. Study leprosy in the Bible. In order to go show yourself to the priest, your sickness had to change. The sores had to change. The color had to change. It had not changed. But the Lord said, go show yourselves to the priest. Some of you right now may think, I don't know how I can overcome it. I don't know how I can do it. But you know what? Do something. Ask God to forgive you. Give your heart to God. And as they went, the Bible says something happened. And as she called out upon God, they prayed for that baby. Next picture. Hallelujah. There is the baby the next morning. I said, there's the baby the next morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus right now, I pray for your situation. I pray for your life. I pray that God would bless you. In the next picture, there is the mom and baby. Hallelujah. There is the mom and the little girl. And sometimes we forget about these testimonies. But a few months ago, I said, how's the little girl doing? How's she doing? Send me a picture. And they sent me this picture. Hallelujah, the next one. There she is right now. There are some of you right now in your lives, you're facing situations symbolically like that first picture of the baby's legs on backwards. But I come to you today to tell you it's not an accident you're here. Let's stand together right now. God, I love you, Jesus. Is there someone that needs to feel the saving grace of God? I don't know how you do altar calls here, but I'll open the altar or you can pray right where you are. But if you need something from God, I challenge you to cry out to Him right now.